Well, good afternoon. My name is Ken Metcalf. I'm the children's minister at First Baptist Church Dixon. We're excited to have you here. If you've noticed, we've got some kids sitting over here and some kids sitting over here, and they're pretty excited to share with you too. There's been a lot of adults working with them, getting them ready to sing tonight. Normally, part of our worship service would be collecting an offering. It's part of our worship. But for tonight, we're going to do it a little bit differently. There's a couple of offering trays on the back as you leave. If you want to turn in an offering, it'll be there available for you. Let's go ahead and open it up in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the kids that are going to sing praise to you. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, as Savior and Lord to this world. Heavenly Father, be with them as they sing. Be with us as we go into the service. These things we pray. Amen. I'd like for you to take a second and just greet everybody near you.
Let's all stand together and sing. Come into his presence like we talked about this morning. Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart. We prayed about that this morning, remember? Let's sing. Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart and give him praise. And give him praise. Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart. Your voice is raised. Your voice is raised. Give glory and honor and power unto him, Jesus, the name above all names. Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart and give him praise, and give him praise. Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart, your voice is raised, your voice is raised. Give glory and honor and power unto him, Jesus, the name above all names. Thank you. You may be seated in his presence. Parents, if you could please stand and so your child can come find you. So, parents, would you please stand? Let's stand together. Let's give thanks to the Lord tonight in song. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Sing this, ladies. Give thanks. Okay, now just the men. Give thanks. Everybody now. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you.
thankful for my mommy.
I'm thankful for my daddy.
I'm thankful for my sister.
I'm thankful for my dog, Molly.
I'm thankful that Jesus died on the cross.
I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for God dying for us to save our sins.
I'm thankful for my friends and family.
I'm thankful for everyone that I know in my family.
I'm thankful for my friends.
Let's sing together now. Tell me the story of Jesus. You can remain seated as we sing. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever. Story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. We'll
be reading the Christmas story first in the first chapter of Matthew, starting with the 18th verse. Now, the birth of Jesus was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to your Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. Now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angels of the Lord commanded him, and took him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he was called his name Jesus.
And I'll be reading from the second chapter of Matthew, the first through the 12th verses. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, Are not the least among the rulers of Judah? For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
Jesus Christ is born.
Let's sing together now, Angels We Have Heard on High. You can remain seated. Let's all stand together. We're going to sing The Birthday of a King.
In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day, and the sky was bright with a holy light for the place where Jesus lay. Alleluia, oh, how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with the holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king. 'Twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a path has led, what a perfect holy way. Alleluia, oh, how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with a was the birthday of a king.
Please remain standing now. One of our students, Jacob Blaylock, is going to lead us in a responsive reading.
I will read the worship leader. I will read the worship leader, and you will be the people. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And in the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over the flock by night.
And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened.
And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which
For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
And suddenly there appeared to the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.
He hung in a manger melody. smile just to hear that joyful noise.
Just curious, how many of you here or wherever you grew up sang in a children's choir in your church? Would you just stand? Just stand. Just stand. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, you can be seated. Let's show our appreciation to these children one more time for leading us in worship. We also want to thank a very, very special group of people also tonight, and that's all of our workers who work hard every week while we're in here worshiping. They are down in the hallway leading these children to learn more about our Lord through music and praising Him. You know, praise is something that we'll take with us singing here from earth to heaven. It's the only thing we'll take with us is to be praising the Lord here, and we'll do it there someday as well, singing His praise. So they're getting a head start back in the B Hall. So ladies and any other guys, would you please stand so that we may show our appreciation to you for what you do each week. Well, I hope this gets you in the spirit that's headed our way for Thanksgiving. Don't skip Thanksgiving and then Christmas. Next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, but we have Thanksgiving first. So let's all stand together. Thank you for being here tonight as we've been worshiping the Lord by these precious children. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that He said, "Suffer the little children to come to me." Jesus loved the children, Father. May we love the children like He did. We thank you, Lord, tonight that through Jesus, we are your child. Pray tonight, Father, if there's someone here who cannot say that, I pray tonight would be the night, Father, when they get things right with you and become your child. Lord, we thank you for this season. We thank you for many, 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 many blessings, Lord, that you pour upon us here at First Baptist and here in this great country of ours. And we just pray that we will be thankful this season, Lord, and we will be looking forward to what it means to worship you and celebrate your birth this time of year. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.